From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting in Laos, site of the 28th meeting of Southeast Asian nations, or ASEAN. India's prime minister is to take part in the 14th ASEAN-India summit and the Thursday East Asia summit in Vientiane. In a speech Tuesday, President Barack Obama reaffirmed the long-term interests of continued U.S. engagement in the region.
America's interest in the Asia-Pacific is not new. It's not a passing fad. It reflects fundamental national interests. And in the United States, across the political spectrum, there's widespread recognition that the Asia-Pacific will become even more important in the century ahead, both to America and to the world.
Addressing hundreds at the Lao National Cultural Hall, Mr. Obama explained how deeply the U.S. has become involved in the region during his time in office.
We strengthened our alliances with our new defense guidelines. Japan and the United States will do even more together to uphold regional security. We've expanded our collaboration with the Republic of Korea, including on missile defense to counter North Korean threats. With our U.S. Marines now rotating through Australia, we can respond even faster to regional challenges. And with our new access agreement with the Philippines, our militaries are closer than they've been in decades.
Wednesday, Mr. Obama toured a Buddhist temple and pledged the U.S. will fulfill a moral and humanitarian obligation to clean up millions of unexploded bombs dropped during the Indochina War. In an interview broadcast Wednesday, embattled Gabonese President Ali Bongo said any recount of the August 27 election that he narrowly won would be up to the country's highest court. He also suggested anomalies in areas where his opposition rival Jean Ping was strongest. Tuesday, European Union observers used the same term to apply to election results in a Bongo stronghold, where he captured 95% of the vote following a 99% turnout when less than 50% of voters nationally cast ballots. This is VOA News.